It's still Saturday the 30th of May 2015 and I'm still in the Gulf Hotel in Bahrain, and I haven't been here all day, but I spent some time in the morning and early afternoon doing some work, part of which was reading dissertations for the Royal College of Surgeons in Ireland, which I'll be examining by oral examination on Monday. And then I did some JCN editing, some data analysis for a study I'm doing, and also looked at the research grant applications for Hong Kong in a few weeks' time, and I think we're finished them. But a lot of the time, despite other things that I need to do, one of the things I need to do is to sort out my online presentations on writing for publication. They need updating. But I spent most of the time sorting out the podcast mess that I'd made, and I realise now that if you use the same file name for a podcast, then if you have an old podcast with that file name and a new podcast with that file name, the old podcast just picks up the new file name. So what I've had to do is go through and reload all the files after renaming them more specifically. So what I know what I need to do now is to name each MP3 file very specifically and uniquely, and probably the best way to do that is just to put the date on it. So I think I've got that sorted out in terms of getting the right files there, but I also realised that I hadn't categorised all of my podcasts, and I'm going through doing that now. It's a fairly tedious work on the laptop. In fact, it's very tedious work uploading the files on the laptop on wireless because, as I say, I think I've said before, the process is very slow. So today is Cup Final Day in the UK, Scottish Cup Final and the FA Cup Final in England. Despite my Scottish roots, I'm not so interested these days in Scottish football, although I noticed that Inverness Cali Thistle were one up against Falkirk at the point at which I saw it on television. But I went to Seamus and Nanette's apartment in Bahrain and we watched a bit of that, and then we watched the FA Cup Final at Wembley. Arsenal versus Aston Villa, and it really brought back memories to me from exactly a year ago when I was there with my sons Charles and Thomas watching Hull City playing Arsenal, and unfortunately Aston Villa didn't put up anything like the fight against Arsenal that Hull City put up against them last year. Aston Villa have just been beaten 4-0. So I'm back in the hotel, it's late evening, and I'm ready to go to bed. I'm just going to tidy up a few more of these podcasts, and also my colleague Catherine McCabe should arrive fairly soon, so I just want to say hello to her because she should be here within the next few minutes more or less, and then get to bed and then do what I did this morning, which is to get up for a run. But I was too late this morning. I went out at 6 o'clock and it was far too sunny, and that combined with the humidity was pretty crushing. So tomorrow I think I'll have to go out at 5:30 at the latest if I'm going to get any running done. And then I've got half a day tomorrow in the college and back to the room to make a Skype call to King Abdulaziz University in Riyadh, to the Dean of Nursing, to talk about the possibility of some consultancy work there. And then get to the gym tomorrow afternoon, I hope, and then there's dinner at the Ritz-Carlton in the evening. So it should be a good day tomorrow.